Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Danny Meringue.
I found 2 empty bottles of a particularly decent Chateau Noir Bordeaux 57 in your rubbish.
Dusty Hera.
You went through my garbage?
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app.
I find it particularly offensive that you use them to wash down an order from something called Macho Taco.
And Portland's sports leader, 1080.
I would never drink a Bordeaux with a Macho Taco.
The Fan.
It was a burrito machissimo.
Fun game last night in the NBA as we had the Los Angeles Lakers knock off the Bucks in double overtime, erasing a 19-point deficit to win 128-124 without LeBron James. Danny, why in the world is this game getting so much publicity, as if like now it seems like the national pundits are trying to tell me that the Lakers are actually like a playoff threat?
I mean, they are, in the sense of you don't want to be the team that plays them, because they do have LeBron, regardless of LeBron not playing or not, because Anthony Davis is still an all-world defender.
He has been out of his mind lately.
Yeah.
He's been playing really good basketball.
Yeah, you know why? Because Anthony Davis is finally playing the five over long periods of time.
Oh, no way.
The guy that didn't want to play it because he didn't want to get banged up, blah, 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 but he put on all that weight for it.
34 and 23 last night.
Look, it wasn't efficient until he closed the game out. He was not shooting well, and then he ends up doing just enough to where it's like, eh, it's okay. The big difference here, and that ends up saving his night, is he goes 3 of 8 from three. It's not the three it makes. It's the 8 attempts. Mm-hmm. Him finally getting up threes, that diversifies his offense. It opens things up. It makes things more functional for their offense. But he finishes with 34 and 23 with 2 steals and 4 blocks. And one of those blocks was an incredible top of the release. Dame turns the corner, gets to a finger roll, and you're like, "Ooh, that's nasty."
And would have been a winner.
AD comes out of nowhere.
Said, no.
And just gets a fingertip on it, basically at the same height as the top of the box from the weak side rotation. And it's an incredible block. Now, AD has been Damian Lillard kryptonite since 2017. He's just got him, Drew, and Rondo, the three-headed hydra that they were in that playoff series, fundamentally changed Dame as a player. But AD is a guy who understands Dame's timing. He just has that. Rudy Gobert is a defensive player of the year, and Dame absolutely tortures Rudy Gobert.
The crazy part about that Dame floater that Anthony Davis got to,
mm-hmm.
it almost looked as if he was throwing a lob to Giannis on the backside of the rim.
But it
and
was.
It still didn't get
no,
there.
Didn't get, because he got it at the top of the box. And it wasn't like he pinned it. He just took a 1-2 and then loaded up for a power hop and just went straight up. And it was incredible timing.
This is wholly my Laker hatred coming out, though. But it does seem as if, like, this, they're like, oh, the Lakers did it without LeBron. Well, if you look into the way the Lakers play without LeBron, they actually score more points. And I think that those 8 3-point attempts that you're talking about with mm-hmm. Anthony Davis, the LeBron taking the air out of the ball, I think that goes a long ways with AD in this offense kind of operating a little bit more smoothly. They're not better without LeBron James. They are not
a better
team.
It's a different dynamic.
Wholly a different dynamic.
The other part of this dynamic is Dame and Beasley going 0-for from 3. I mean, they went 8 of 28 combined.
Yeah. And what is being overlooked is the Bucks were coming off of a really damn impressive win over the Oklahoma City Thunder two nights earlier.
And they just shot like crap from 3. They were 15 of 51.
And it doesn't help the situation when guys like Dame. Damian Lillard, over his last 10 games, is shooting 43% from the field, 40% from 3.
Yeah, no, he's been
averaging
27, 9, and 5.
But last night it was highlighted as if, like, the Lakers are back.
You know, and then Austin Reeves was shutting him down, blah, blah, blah.
I like Austin Reeves.
I do, too, but he's also, he's in the prestige zone.
Just being a Laker?
But being a Laker. Because if he was on any other team, nobody would care. That's not true. If he was on the Knicks, he would get the same kind of treatment, and possibly the Warriors.
Well, if he was in the Heat, he'd be in your mentions all last summer. His trade piece of equal value for Damian Lillard.
Remember a month ago, Jonathan Kuminga? How did the Warriors not play him? Why didn't the Blazers trade for him? Where's he at right now? Okay, that's what we call the prestige zone. A player plays well for a month, and oh my God!
Okay.
But I'm not panicking if I'm the Bucks. You had a really crappy shooting night, and the Lakers played really well defensively. Your free throw attempts were 32-17.
Wasn't that a Doc Rivers special, though? A game that you should win, coming off of a big win over Oklahoma City, where you were emphatic in the way that you beat them. And it's a really dang good team in OKC, which now, oh, by the way, while nobody was paying attention, the Nuggets are now the number one seed in the Western Conference. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just want to throw that one out there for everybody who...
OKC's struggling a little bit here. But, I mean, you have Middleton go 4 of 15, Dame go 9 of 29, and Beasley go 8 of 18. Also, by the way, Dame, 49 minutes. Giannis, 46 minutes.
I love Doc Rivers' palms up, though, the whole time. Like, what? How could this possibly be going wrong? We've seen this.
I think it's more of a one-off than anything else. It was a 128-124 game in a game that went to double overtime.
Love it. Love it.
I don't think there's really anything you can draw from this either way.
But it appears that the talking heads want to
are you kidding me? An opportunity to say something good about the Lakers?
Yeah. Well, the Warriors won last night, too, if you were wondering. All of Rip City should be hoping that they continue to lose. They absolutely thumped the Miami Heat.
Look, if the Heat weren't going to beat them and do the Trailblazers any favors with their lottery odds, then the Warriors mercilessly just throttling the living hell out of the Heat was a nice second place.
All right.
I'm good with that.
We'll take that. We'll take that. Danny hates Miami.
I mean, you look at it right now, Miami's seventh in the East, and they're now a game and a half back of sixth.
We need to get a travel agency to just, like, endorsement Danny Does Miami, where you, like, have a trip and you vacation in Miami with your people. They are your people now. Mm. You own them after last summer.
Yeah,
they are your people.
Yes, on that front, yes. That's fair. Including their beat writers.
Yeah, we could set up a lunch with you and what's his name?
Barry.
Barry.
Yeah.
You and Barry can go to lunch together. I think it'd be fantastic. Mm. We should do this.
It'd be fun.
Yeah, like you guys just have like your socials. You just snap pics like you guys are a couple on a date.
A little brunch.
Yeah, brunch with Barry.
A little mimosas.
Yeah,
you know,
Danny
you,
on South
I,
Beach
in Miami. I could probably get a good mojito.
I bet you get a great mojito down there.
Get a good mojito down there.
And he set you up down there with a Tyler Hero jersey to walk around on the beach with. No, we're talking now, huh?
I'll go say that was up to Raf.
Or Jaime Jaquez jersey.
No, look. It's got to be a Duncan. It's got to be a Duncan Robinson.
Look, man, I like Jaime.
Yeah.
That's the messed up part of this whole summer. It was like, people were like, you hate Jaime. I was like, no, I just don't want to trade Damian Lillard for him. What the hell are we doing here?
We'll get you the half jerseys. We'll just split it into quarters because they wanted Hero, Jaquez.
And Jovic.
Jovic on the back.
Them all together.
Yeah. You have it's a Jovic on the back. Half is split with Jaquez and Hero. And, you know, you can just roll around Miami. And
there you go. Call it the Dame trade package jersey.
The hall that should have been. Yeah.
They just watch you just angrily walking around in Miami.
I mean, I'd be fine. That'd probably piss some other people off. be okay with it.
All right. 503-864-6326. They are back, baby. Next on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
USC is making that push, my dude. They're coming back.
Say it again.
Well, in recruiting. We'll see if they can play together. The USC Trojans had... Was it five commitments over the past week? Four commitments over the past weekend?
Yep, and two of them were the best players at their positions in the country.
They added five-star defensive lineman Justice Terry as a verbal commitment. They had, who is the...
Edge rusher from Georgia.
Four-star edge rusher. Both of them are from Georgia, I thought.
I thought one was... One's Warner Robin. The other one, well, I guess they could both be from Georgia.
I think, and the quarterback is too. I think they
are they all from Georgia? Good God.
They got three from.
Is Newman from there? Julian from there too?
I don't know. You're the USC fan. I was sitting there and I was looking for you for the names of these guys as they ended up getting Justice Terry, defensive lineman from Manchester, Georgia. Julian Lewis, a quarterback out of Carrollton, Georgia. The defensive tackle, Isaiah Gibson, edge rusher Isaiah Gibson from Warner Robins, Georgia.
Yeah, they all are Georgia.
Yep. And then they got a safety from Florida and a Texas defensive lineman named Gus Cordova, which that is the most defensive lineman name you could possibly have in Gus Cordova.
Unfortunately, he was embroiled in some controversy, but we'll see if that clears itself up.
Like what?
He may or may not have been involved in feeding peanuts to another student with a peanut allergy.
Sounds like a good guy.
Yeah.
Boy, that's a...
That's dumb, bully, idiot stuff.
Yeah.
Hopefully that's able to be cleaned up.
Like, a guy named Gus Cordova, you know, D lineman, you know.
O'Doyle rules.
Boy.
Yeah.
Nothing bad happened, though, right? Like, I mean, the kid didn't die.
No, but apparently,
but like, still, that's
got pretty
not
sick
a,
kind of a deal. Yeah.
It's not a good. Oh, no. I remember reading about that where, like, there was peanuts and then they felt bad about it. And so they took the peanuts away and there was still the residue and the kid was really allergic to him.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah,
this is him.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, he was like a four or five star guy, but ended up not being able to play, so he fell back down. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, USC is back to recruiting the way that we all have expected USC to recruit.
For 20 years.
Lincoln Riley said this is a big credit to a couple of things. One, they have tripled their spending in NIL this year. And look, at USC, you have to be able to spend more than other people because – part about NIL is that these kids get taxed on their NIL dollars. And California, not cheap.
Not cheap
when you get million-dollar endorsements there, bud.
Prohibitive. But also, it's $75,000 a year to go to USC. So they've got money.
Huh? They're not paying that.
No. I'm saying the school. They have money. The NIL department, they have money.
Oh, Well, no, it's been really hard for them to get that money.
But that's what I'm saying. They have the money. It's just been able to get to it. So the whole idea of, like, them not paying because they're dumb is wild.
And, well, they were doing it for years tax-free.
Yeah. $140,000 bag found on Lendell White's, what was it, his bed in his apartment?
Yeah.
Once a month?
That seems like a pretty good return.
Tax free, baby.
My gosh. Well, and they're also saying that they are allowing them to spend money on the defensive side of the ball, and they're letting their defensive coordinator, their new defensive coordinator who came in, and they're letting him recruit the way he sees fit. And Lincoln Riley is not getting in the way anymore, because this is a huge year for Lincoln Riley. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is, if you don't win this year, and this is the problem with this recruiting class, it may be really good, but it's for next year. Yeah. It's for 2025.
Yeah.
And you cannot go into the Big Ten with the trenches the limping way that they in. Have yeah. been. They will get dominated. Yeah. And they did improve through the transfer portal yet again. They're trying to put Band-Aids on bullet holes. But the good thing that they have going for them is the mass exodus to the NFL draft out of Michigan, their head coach leaving. Sharon Moore now has to take over as a head coach for the University of Michigan. So one of the top powers is down a little bit, but Ohio State is going to be absolutely loaded this year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to the gills. Penn State is going to be really good. Oregon is going to be really good this next year. And Wisconsin is supposed to be on the upswing this year in the Big Ten. But one thing that we know about even the teams in the middle of the road in the Big Ten, in the trenches, they are good.
The big fellows.
Iowa, good in the trenches. Wisconsin, very good in the trenches. Brett Bielema in Illinois, they're going to be good in the trenches.
He likes his hog mollies.
You can win in a lot of different places if you're USC. But if you get dominated up front, we saw that that's where they had their hiccups in the Pac-12.
Yes, against Utah.
And this is probably the biggest sign of, you know, USC truly turning a corner is the fact that they are investing in both their offensive and their defensive lines for the first time that we've seen in quite some time.
Yeah, and the big thing here is, yes, they're actually landing not only big-name recruits, but big-name recruits with size on the defensive side of the ball. And I was talking to Andrew Nemec, you know, a host of the recruiting show here and runs things for SB Live on their recruiting side for college football, high school football. And I go, this is great, man, but let me know when they actually land the offensive lineman. Like, this is the first step, but what made USC great was, yes, Reggie Bush and Lendell White and Mike Williams, and just run down the list of skill guys. Go look at two things. Their offensive line and their linebackers.
Yeah, when you're pumping out guys like Eric Winston, the Khalil brothers, I mean, it was year in and year out.
All
and
pros.
This is where I think their hire at defensive coordinator, Eric Henderson,
has been huge.
He is a guy that is a very good recruiter, but he's also knows how to navigate the waters of what separates you in the world of NIL now. And it is talent development, and it is who you know as well. And like the Athletic has a piece up right now, our buddy Antonio Morales, and he profiles kind of like the relationship that Aaron Donald has with Eric Henderson. Mm-hmm. They go way back, and they're using that to kind of try to grab guys. The one thing that I think USC, you need to be weary of, you may have pissed off Georgia. Because you go into their backyard. And you get three, and when Kirby Smart and those guys start taking the gloves off, that's when it's going to get gnarly. And these are, I mean, one of them was committed to Georgia.
Yes.
And
Justice was the one that was committed.
I think this is going to be the one where a lot of these guys, and this is the world of NIL.
Hey, they can get their skill guys out of Southern California. They can
You hold on to these guys for as long as you can, because sometimes the win in the recruiting battle is just not letting them come into your backyard, right? And that's the important thing. And I appreciate that from Lincoln Riley and this staff is that they're just saying, no, like, screw this. We're going to recruit California and dominate California. That is gone in the world of college football.
He had that comment he had of, like, yeah, we want to have the best guys from our state, but we're not just going to control California. We want to go wherever the best players in the country are and go get them. And I thought that was an interesting line. It's clearly something they were hinting towards with this. But I also believe that you're Southern California. You need to put a moat around Southern California.
You do.
And make it yours. You have, if not the most fertile recruiting ground in the country, second at worst as an individual state.
No. Georgia is ahead of California.
Right now they are?
In Texas, in Florida. I mean, Southern California is still, for skill positions, you need linemen elsewhere.
Yeah, no.
But it's still, it's Texas, Florida, Georgia.
I should have specified on skill position side.
Skill position, it's not even close.
Yeah, it's California that they come here from all over the country.
Florida, California, you can pick your order, but big boys in the South.
Yes. Yeah, no, you go get your hog mollies from the South or from Iowa.
That's right. The upper Midwest.
You import your steak from the upper Midwest or down South.
This is going to be one to keep an eye on. I think it's good for college football. It's good for USC when they have the ability and they have the commitment to recruiting. And upping that budget by three times for your NIL, they were getting lapped by the top recruiting schools. And make no mistake, like, that is where this is all heading. I saw Troy Dannon. He had his introductory press conference in Nebraska, and he said it. He said, we are starting to earmark money in the future for paying student-athletes. We don't know how much we're going to be earmarking, but student-athletes as employees is coming down the pipeline. And the schools that are getting their NIL ducks in a row and doing it well and sustainably setting up their NIL, those are going to be the universities that are going to be able to thrive once the legislation finally comes down that we are all expecting of student athletes being treated as employees.
Yeah, we're not that far
away from that. USC's getting there, man.
Yeah, and they actually might be there sooner than everyone else, much like Dartmouth, because they're a private school.
They were a mess in the NIL realm. Yeah. An absolute mess in the NIL.
And we talked about that last year and what was going on kind of behind the scenes. And not surprising when you have too many cooks in the kitchen, and getting Jen Cohen in to try to sort that stuff out was a big, big, big move.
Well, I think a big move, too, is, like, look, Lincoln Riley getting stepping out of his own way.
Yeah.
I mean, he is
he just wants to coach football.
But he was such a micromanager.
Oh, yeah.
And that, I mean, that's why people at Oklahoma, when they left, you know, oh, good riddance. Yeah. They didn't really mean that. But at the same time, it was, he micromanaged to the nth degree, and we saw that the first couple of years at USC. If he's taken his finger off a little bit of that scale, that's good.
Yeah,
because
they could get
let
that.
Him be the offensive mind he is.
Yeah, and if you get that boulder rolling down in L.A., we've seen what it can do.
If they have a tough year, do you think that they change course with Lincoln Riley?
No.
Because they have LSU, Michigan, Wisconsin, Penn State, Washington.
It's a brutal schedule.
And Notre Dame on their schedule next year.
That's a brutal schedule.
Yikes.
You expect Michigan and LSU to both be down a little bit after sending everybody to the NFL, but
you're going to start hearing those cries a little bit, because that would be...
If Miller Moss is the guy that they are internally saying he is, then they have a chance to be competitive.
Yeah, which is competitive for the Big Ten championship.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you should be. You're USC, for God's sakes.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and if they're there, if they finish with, I think the bar is probably 8 wins.
Big Ten is 8 wins ain't getting you the Big Ten title.
No, I think that's the worst it can be.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Like, as long as he gets to 8, I don't think there's any problems. But if they drop below 8, then you're probably eyebrows start raising.
Yeah.
But if they hit 8, they're fine. 9. Totally okay. 10, you're going, okay.
This text is an interesting one, and I think it's true. It's like, money isn't the reason Oregon is lapping USC in recruiting. That's why money won't catch USC up to Oregon. It will catch them up, but, I mean, you can laugh, but what Oregon prides themselves on is relationship building in their recruiting. The NIL obviously helps a ton, but...
Remind me, what was it that got Oregon good? Was it the $1 billion from Phil Knight, or was it building relationships?
Well, that was the branding of it all. But if you're looking at recruiting, how many guys have we seen that have boomeranged
back to where,
in
recruiting? No, that matters, for sure.
It matters a ton with the way that they're going about it. And one of the things that Lincoln Riley was criticized for in his recruiting process was him being aloof towards recruits when they were there. I mean, that matters a ton.
It's been, his thing has been, if you're not one of his guys, you're not one of his guys.
And that you cannot be that as a recruiter. Like, and I think that's what that texture, that's what that texture is pointing out, is their recruiting has been based on, and like, this is why he's really good at recruiting receivers and quarterbacks, because he does do a great job of developing that.
Yep.
But everywhere else, there has been a massive shortfall.
Yeah, that's always the thing that we talked about, was can they get somebody else in there? Because they have not had somebody else in there that recruits the team since T. Martin.
Money gets you a long way in this. It always has in recruiting.
Yes.
That's
why USC was what they were.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, Pete and that assistant coaching staff, which you go back and look at and you go, oh, yeah, that makes sense. But they did have great relationships.
Yeah. Yeah. And
that's why you hear from guys who would die for Pete.
And I'll tell you one thing about the NIL world, where this is the biggest criticism of what USC was doing before. It wasn't a ton of money and it wasn't sustainable. And what sustainable is where are you investing this money towards it being in the future and funding your future classes, not just a year-to-year fundraising.
The $13 million a year Ohio State roster stuff.
You can't go, like we were talking earlier, selling chocolate bars to fundraise money for NIL. And that's what some of these schools were doing. And USC was like, we committed all this money that we don't know if we have it right now to our recruiting classes. You have to be able to structure this thing out, and that's
to where it makes sense going forward.
A lot of the collectives that are light years ahead of everybody else at the beginning, that's why they're recruiting so well, is because they have that buttoned up, and it appears USC does, and that's huge. That is huge.
That's the biggest difference for them going forward, if they can actually figure that out.
Very big.
All right, coming up next, look, there's plenty of reasons to shame Patrick Mahomes and his wife. Well, we found one why you just shouldn't. But first, here's Jordan Schultz with the Sports Center update.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, there's plenty of reasons to throw crap at Patrick Mahomes and his wife, Brittany Mahomes, and especially Jackson Mahomes.
Oh, yeah.
The list is long.
Yeah.
Whether it's spraying people with champagne, doing stupid TikTok dances, or just being kind of weird.
Or Pat Mahomes Sr.
Yeah, getting a DUI again.
Yeah.
Found one that, look, man, we all saw Patrick Mahomes and his dad bod. He is not late career divorced dad energy Tom Brady yet.
No, we also saw in the quarterback series, he does put a lot of time and money into his body.
Absolutely.
In preparations.
But look.
You don't have to be chiseled.
No, but also you take that month off.
Yeah,
Got to let the body just fully just relax.
I am in lockstep with Patrick Mahomes in this regard.
Yeah, we also found out from that documentary his spine works unlike anyone else. It's almost like a cat. Like, the way that he can twist.
He's got a weird spine.
It's how he makes some of those throws that he does. It's amazing.
It's like Michael Phelps having double-jointed shoulders and knees.
Bendy.
Kind of built for what you do.
You know what? Too much muscle might affect that spine.
There
you don't want to become too tight and tense. Maybe we found the secret to
secret
the sauce.
Is this? Yeah. Brittany Mahomes threw out on IG a picture of Patrick Mahomes in the background. In the foreground, her what appear to be very giant hands holding full-size
drumsticks.
Drumsticks. They're not actually full-size. They're little mini drumsticks. I'm making fun of her hands because I'm a monster. But they're like little mini drumsticks. They're probably like 2.5-3 inches. They're like the size of a large marble dip cone, right? But the caption is, anyone else eat 10 of these a night? Because he does. And it's Patrick Mahomes with a sly look on the side of his face.
He was getting crushed for this. And I think we need to stand up for old Patrick Mahomes.
Look,
these
are like the size of a large bite of ice cream. So the guy having a bowl of ice cream plus.
A large bowl of delicious ice cream, which we know the drumsticks delivery mechanism is light years ahead of everything else. I don't blame him for this,
also,
because it's
the
got the little
ones,
chocolate at the bottom of it. It's a treat to have those, and they're delicious. I'm not going to shame him. They're 10 small ones.
Yes,
now, if
he
was eating 10 full-size drumsticks,
that's a different story, because I feel like each one of those is like 600 calories.
I think Andy Reid would say,
bro,
Pat, we need to gear that back a little bit here. We need to take this down a notch or two. But as it stands, I am in solidarity with Patrick Mahomes and his 10 mini ice creams. In fact, I now want to try to see what the 10 mini ice creams is all about. Maybe I can become the next Patrick Mahomes. But that dude, he's got bendy spine. We don't want to mess with too much muscle on the bendy spine. It's the secret that makes him great. And then on top of that, why are we crushing the guy? He just won back-to-back Super Bowls. Whatever he's doing in his offseason seems to be working out just fine.
Who are these people in the comments? Is this like fellow NFL players or just jackasses online? Because if it's jackasses online, have you played in one NFL game? Shut up!
It's internet.
Yeah. There's lots of dumb out there. But look, I've talked to God knows how many NBA players who, after a long season, they all take a month off.
Yeah,
they take a month off. I mean, Jokic takes the entire summer off.
Does not
touch a basketball.
And if that body recovery is just by filling you up with delicious little mini ice cream cones,
you working out,
you do. This needs to stop. We need to stop body shaming Patrick Mahomes because, again, every normal looking human being out there, Patrick Mahomes can give you that feeling of I can do that too.
And I can
shuffle my feet down the field and never look like I'm actually getting into a running stride, yet outrun people who run a 4 or 5.
Sure.
You know, just like Patrick Mahomes
100%.
Well, not to shame Michael Phelps or anything for his diet, but didn't he have, when he was training, like a 10,000 calorie a day diet that involved just all kinds of junk food? So what, if you look sexy, you're allowed to eat like this, but if you have a dad bod, you cannot. Is that the rule here?
Tom Brady screwed us all up in the brain. Not drinking beer or eating strawberries even, because they didn't adhere to the TB12.
Avoiding mushrooms and tomatoes.
That really hurt us. And I mean, to Tom's credit, he ran a faster 40 at the age of 45 than he did at 21 years old.
Which, if I tried to do that, my legs would fall off.
I think most of us fall into that category, but not him. It was great. And look,
Benjamin Button-ass quarterback.
Great, great text here. Mini ice creams, greater than bubble water. You know, Russell Wilson claimed that the bubble water was curing his concussion.
Yeah, the alkaline water.
I'm going to go, I want my quarterback eating more mini ice cream cones than drinking bubble water.
Yeah.
And Russell Wilson... not humbling himself.
No.
The
photo of him in the weight room.
No, video of him lifting weights with sunglasses indoors. That should not make Steeler fans feel more comfortable with him humbling himself after what happened in Seattle and Denver. So I stand in solidarity with Patrick Mahomes.
Let him get his ice cream cone on.
Eat more mini ice cream cones.
How much do you want to bet somebody's going to show up at training camp, some fan with like a box of
Andy Reid is gonna come and think those are for him.
Yeah.
And
he's for gonna be
like, little chicky nuggies. He's gonna walk his little fingers right across that and mine.
He won't need anybody to bring him. They'll just sign him to a sponsorship deal. They'll just like set him up with a whole room of him at his house.
Anybody, like any fan of a team, you want your quarterback and your coach to be in lockstep. You know,
Andy Reid is trading recipes of Patrick Mahomes.
This is
not Brittany Mahomes, because I don't think she can cook.
They are working as one together. Yeah. You know, they love their precious desserts. Remember when Russell Wilson used to talk like Pete Carroll, like he picked up his cadence and how he talks. You had Bill Belichick was able to berate Tom Brady like everybody else for 20 years until Tom was like, I've had enough of this crap. I'm done. But you have to have that yin and yang. They have to go together and they have to fit together so well. We're seeing that with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, and I'm here for it. I'm here for all of it.
Do you think Andy has shared his chili recipe?
No.
With Patrick Mahomes?
No. Huh? I feel like Andy, I don't think.
He freely gives it away.
That may be a bridge too far, though.
He freely gives it away, though.
He drops it. He'll drop it on his porch.
There was a viral, there was a reporter. Hell, it might have been Deshaun with the Raiders that he talked to. No. God, it was one of the Athletic beat reporters. Ran into Andy Reid at an airport and asked him for his chili recipe. And was like, here you go.
I think that's something you need to make for your quarterback, though.
Yeah, right.
You know, you make it for him. You just drop it on his front doorstep.
Or it was mac and cheese with like six different cheeses. I can't remember which one it was.
Oh, boy. Talking about how, like, the coach and the quarterback kind of meld together. I'm very fascinated to see what the next evolution of Justin Herbert is with Jim Harbaugh as his coach.
It was Charles McDonald with Yahoo Sports, okay. Four Verts. Andy Reid gave him his top right. secret mac and cheese recipe. Oh, and it had
mac and cheese.
Yeah,
now we're talking.
It wasn't chili. It was grated fontina, grated mozzarella, grated parmesan, grated sharp cheddar, gouda, and gruyere.
See, there we go.
Got to get that Tillamook sharp cheddar in there, though.
If Justin Herbert turns into Jim Harbaugh clone, that will be the weirdest pivot of all time. There will be more of an edge to Justin Herbert than what we've seen in the past. But I am here for Justin Herbert in Jim Harbaugh. I don't know, maybe they spend a weekend in the RV. Like, I saw Harbaugh was talking about, like, he loves texting Herbert every day to see what he's doing on the ranch and what he's fishing for and all this stuff. It's like, okay.
Smoking some meats outside the RV.
Yeah, like... Or burning heaters, like yeah. Neither of them smoke.
Darts.
They just have some Marlboros in the RV park. With Greg Roman is 100 feet away in his RV. Harbaugh and Roman are living in an RV park 100 feet away from each other.
I'm surprised they're not, you know, nut to butt up there.
This thing, if they just circle the wagons and you have
literal wagons.
Herbert brings his big old RV in there, and they just have a little fortress of football that they build. I'm here for it all.
I would like to see it. That's where Hard Knocks needs to go.
It looks like they're going to Chicago. They're going to be with the Bears.
I mean, that could be fun.
It would be very fun.
We'll get to see how it's. You know what? They'll see. This is how Poles gets his friend Eberflus fired. Everybody gets to see. Like, remember we saw Nathaniel Hackett. We're like,
Yeah,
no, this isn't going to work, dog. Everybody was right. They're going to see this and go, see, I had to get rid of you. I didn't have a choice. I know we're friends, but you had to go.
We can't do this anymore.
You had to go. Coming up next, we are actually not going to dive into the Andy Reid mac and cheese recipe, but instead, we will go to college sports where the bell that I rang just a few days ago about getting rid of prop bets in sports has been picked up, possibly, along the lines of college sports. We'll get to that here more on Danny and Dusty, Danny the Fan. On the heels of the stupidity that was Jonte Porter in the NBA, getting caught up in what appears to be the first bombshell prop bet scandal in professional sports history here in North America, NCAA President Charlie Baker is now calling for a ban on prop bets in college sports with legal sports wagers.
I think that is a smart move. You are way too close to the action when you have prop bets in college athletes. Because, like in the NBA, in the Jonte Porter situation, like that's a professional athlete, man. Like, if you can get to a professional athlete, it is exponentially easier to get to a college athlete. Like, banning player props in college sports, I'm all for. In professional sports, I mean, they're professionals. Like, you can keep it, but I feel like in college athletics, it can be a really slippery slope.
I think you maybe go with team props in professional sports, but away from player props. I think that's the way it's got to go. But as it pertains to college, it needs to go, and here's your reason why. There are 133 alone Division I football teams.
Yep.
There are 351 Division I basketball teams. That is 10,000 plus.
Yeah, it's too excessive.
That you can get to and exploit, and that's just at the Division I level.
Yep.
And that's just basketball and football. It's just there's too much vulnerability.
There. You shouldn't be able to bet on anything outside of Division I. I firmly believe that.
But and yet, go to Vegas, and what can we find?
D3 rugby. You can find almost everything.
There's action on everything.
But I think that is where you can really. Man, you're gonna have to nickel and dime because it'll be red flagged if you have any substantial amount of money bet on
$10,000 bet. Yeah.
But I mean, it's like. Good Lord, if you can get win totals in Division III football, like Linfield in winning
over
the half their games, that's a bank, man. Go!
You can how many straight years have they done it now?
I think they're up 30? To like, no. They're like up to almost 60.
Is it that long?
I think they may have eclipsed 60. I think it's upwards of like 57.
A lot.
Yeah.
Almost a life's worth. God.
Yeah. It's a lot. And they're very proud of it. I'm sure. 67. They've
Good
won 67.
God.
The streak began in 1956. They've won 81% of their football games. Since 1956.
That seems good.
Yeah, and they're for the first time this year, they're playing an even number of games, 10, because they've always had odd to make sure that they keep the streak
stay
alive.
Up, yeah.
And so they've played like 9 games. Mm. Now they added the 10th, so they could have a 500 season.
Just got to get to 5.
They couldn't go over 5. No, they got to go over 500.
Yeah, Vegas would love that push, right?
Yeah. But see, that's the thing with like D3. You should not be betting on D3 sports. I mean, that's where, if you place that bet, that's where the 800 numbers should just be returned right across. Like, do you have a gambling problem? You're betting on D3, D2 parlays right now, but player props in college sports, I'm out. I agree with Charlie Baker. They may be fun and you may see them as harmless, but you just mentioned that you got 10,000 student athletes. That's way too many student athletes that you
and you're rotating through all the time. They're not there for 10 years. And here's the thing. As of right now, Ohio, Vermont, and Maryland do not allow college prop bets. So they are sending this out to push for the other states to adopt that. And I look, again, full disclosure, I bet on college sports just a couple days ago. And not only that, I bet on props, but I bet on team props.
Team props, like over-unders.
In the first half, total threes made, those kind of things. I think those are okay. I think they need to take player props
out.
Entirely out. I don't even think that's a question.
And if you're wondering, like, oh, how many of these kids could be manipulated? We talked about this yesterday.
All of them.
A former Syracuse guard just got arrested for being Diddy's drug mule in Miami.
And this is not a shot at athletes or saying that if you are looking back right now and you don't think 18-year-old you with the thought of somebody handing you $10,000 in cash to shave a point, I'd be above that. No, you wouldn't.
There's a lot of people that probably have a lot of those regrets as college athletes who were on that take. Because as you grow, you're sitting there, and if you're in your 40s or you're in your 50s, you're like, I wouldn't do that. Well, now you wouldn't.
Now you wouldn't.
But
back then, when you're a broke college student eating ramen at McDonald's, yeah, you would.
Yeah.
Because $10,000 is life-changing.
Yeah. And like,
and that's not a shot at your morality or your courage or like your the whole idea they're exploiting you because you are vulnerable.
Yeah. And this is a really good text too, is like, if the states don't do it, the sports books might, just because if they feel like they're losing money on it, why would you keep that up? But again, this is like a great majority of college athletes. They're not on the take, and they wouldn't be on the take. But you want to limit any of the controversies that can arise down the road.
And
I think it's smart by the NCAA. Hey, are we actually applauding the NCAA president for something? I want Danny on the record. Are you you agree with him?
Yeah, but he got there before after I did.
How do you know that? He said it on the same day.
I said it a couple
yesterday.
Days ago.
Yesterday.
Mine was Monday. Because it was John T. Porter, it was Monday. So I was ahead of him. And I'm a dummy. So there you go. Come on now. But yeah, this needs to happen. This absolutely unequivocally needs to happen. And I honestly would not be against them getting rid of player props in professional sports either. And I know people are like, oh no, I have no issue with gambling. It's if that's your thing, that's your vice, that's totally fine. Everybody has their things. I think the way that those are targeted, they're the candy cigarettes of gambling.
Well, I think that guys like Jonte Porter should not have props available.
That's a big part of it. But I think just get rid of individual player props. And because it was like, oh, it's fun. It's also the thing that when you look at the market breakup, player props are drastically overrepresented by the under 25 crowd.
Yeah, and that's to each their own.
That's a problem because it's the get them hooked early.
Yeah, you think
it's because fantasy sports is where you get into, and that's individual statistical success or failures.
And the immediate gratification or chase that you get in the player props.
And you think the betting books won't be pushing or lobbying to try and stop that from ever happening? Maybe college, professional sports, they will spend billions to stop that from happening.
Yep. And I'm also reminded on the Vancouver Four text line, hey, now, McDonald's is way more unaffordable for college kids these days. Have you seen the price of those value meals? Which is exactly why you'd take the $10,000.
Yeah.
Also, 38-year-old me would also do that. So
take the money.
Take the money, because why not?
Yeah.
I get it. I get it.
I'd take it, too.
All right, coming up next here in hour number three, a question that I posed to Dusty that made his brain absolutely short circuit. We'll get to that and more coming up here in hour number three. Danny and Dusty, Danny the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.